Welcome to the latest edition of K-Rock Football's Coaches Catch-Up. Here's your host, Tom King.
Gee, I must be pretty good at Bannockburn. You get to be reigning premier for the best part of 2 years because you get a season shut down because of COVID and you get to revel in your success. But the big question is, can they back it up in 2021 and go back-to-back for the first time in around 20 years? We're lucky enough to be joined by the man who broke that premiership drought of 16 years in Peter Riccardi. Hello, Rico.
Kingy, how you going, buddy?
I'm very well. Good to see you. Missed talking footy with you last year, but you'd probably say, gee, it was good to have a year off you, Kingy.
Yeah, in a way, but no, we miss footy, but at the same time, it actually revitalised you a little bit. Yeah. And made you realise how much you actually miss footy. I don't know whether you're spending time with the family or actually whatever it was, but it's good to get out and getting back into it.
Now, 2019 post, you weighed up whether your coaching tenure was going to go on, and there was a lot of consultation going on at home with the Minister for Entertainment and Finance.
Yep.
But she's obviously ticked it off and given you the okay to go on.
Yeah, it is. And just the fact that it's still... we're still able to watch our young boys play footy at the same time. So one's going to play on a Saturday morning at 8 o'clock and the other one will play on a Sunday morning. So it doesn't interfere with that family sort of things where, you know, when I was at Werribee a few years ago, I was interfering a fair bit and never got them to watch footy for pretty much 2 years. But it's been good and Bano's been fantastic with that as well.
You've... obviously, you know, people love you, obviously love what you did with the Cats, but you've actually, the last week or so, you've sort of got a bit of a kick along and people are remembering you again for what you did in the number 15 jumper. You've been compared to Jordan Clark's haircut compared to you, and all of a sudden your phone's gone hot.
Yeah, it's gone real hot. I'm trying to work and every time my phone beeps and I'm thinking, who's this now? it's good to, you know, look back on those years and look back on some of the guys that now are having mullets or donning the mullets and getting compared and putting your back out there, really.
Could you grow one again if you tried?
No way. I get to this where I am now and it does in your head. You don't know how they do it.
How did you manage to move so smoothly with all that hair flowing behind you? Or is that why you move so smoothly?
Yeah, no, not at all. it was interesting because I remember back when I had it, like it was... When you wet it, it was down halfway down my back. Like, the curls actually brought it up. I was 79 kilos, and I reckon 13 kilos was the mullet.
All right, we're not here to talk about your wonderful career as much as we could talk about that all day. We're here to talk Bannockburn. A lot can change in 18 months.
And yes.
You were going to have some departures post-2019. There were some retirements. We knew some other players that were departing. Matt Tyquin's the obvious one. We knew he was going to Inverleigh in 2020. Jace Tom retired. But you've had some more movement out of that side. Brent Jarks has joined Nathan Bissett at Belmont Lions. Yep. And you've had Kieran Fulton go and have a crack at GFL level under Jace Tom. But how different are you going to look from Grand Final 2019 to Round 1 2021?
Yeah, it's going to be a massive difference. We'll probably have an 11-player turnaround from our grand final side to, you know, pretty much what's going to step out in round one, considering everything going well. You know, Matty Ho retiring not too long ago. Nath Kelly, I don't think he's going to play footy, or if he does, he might go to, you know, somewhere else. And even with Ryan Bowden having an accident, you know, and is in a neck brace at the minute, so he's probably unlikely to play the whole year as well. So, and just the ins we've actually brought in is, you know, I think we've pretty much done okay as well.
Yep. You had some handy ins in for 2020. Tristan Battaglia returning to the club after a wonderful stint where he captained St Albans. Billy Ritchie was going to come with him.
Yep.
I think Daniel Ladgrove was coming across from Geelong Amateur.
Yep.
So you had some handy additions, but your additions this pre-season, you look at them and go, gee, these are really, really good at pickups. Obviously, Joey Famers played some good footy at Winchelsea.
Yep.
You get Jack Henderson, a Bannockburn junior, comes back as a one-pointer, played some GFL footy with Geelong West.
Yep.
Lockie Stewart from Warwick Eagles, and there's been a bit of a link between Warwick Eagles and Bannockburn with the Peters over the journey.
Yeah, Link Peters and Jake Peters, and Aaron Watts was going to come last year, well, still is here, was going to play with us last year, and he was the captain of the Warwick Eagles. He's come down and working down here, and Lockie Stewart now off to uni at Deakin, needed a home base. didn't want to travel the 3 hours to go and play back home. And, we were lucky enough to snag him.
Absolutely. What sort of role do you see him playing for?
He'll be a wing, half forward, half back. Yep. Quite quick, light frame, but, you know, hunts the footy.
Yep. Matty James, very rare that you see a league medalist change clubs. So he's winner in 2018, runner-up in 2019.
Yep.
I think best and fairest winner at Bell Post Hill. But how did you manage to snag a player of his quality? Obviously, your link with him, I think, from North Shore
Would have helped. Wasn't my link. Yep. Blake Miller, who's my niece's partner.
Yep.
They're really good friends, and we tried to get him before he went to Bell Post Hill.
Yep.
But Bell Post Hill won out. And but, you know, as you do, you just always put your toe in the water and see what happens. And last year we caught up, and he was quite happy to, you know, come across to Bano. He didn't want to come across thinking that because we won the premiership.
Yep.
But put it down that we were chasing him pretty hard, you know, for the 5 years I've been at the club.
Yep. Straight into the midfield.
He's a, you know, medalist and runner up, so I'm not sure how it's going to look. Yep. We've got, you know, a lot of good players that can roll through there, and obviously with Jack Broman and Will Middleton as well. So some of these, you know, Triddle will go through there, Hendo will go through there, Joey Fama will go through there. So we've got plenty of people that can roll through that midfield.
All right. You lose some firepower down forward, though. You lose some goals, and that's the likes of Fulton, Jarks, and also Jason Tom, as we know, now coaching Leopold. How do you replace those goals?
Well, at the same time, they all can't play in the midfield. So, you know, if Joey Fama's not in the midfield, he'll be playing forward. If Tritter's not in the midfield, he'll be playing forward. So we probably put more emphasis on our midfield kicking goals as well.
Yep.
But at the same time, we've still got Tom Gillies down there, Blake Miller down there. So, and, you know, we'll probably switch BJ from back to front again. So Jai Robinson's down there as well.
Yep.
So we've got plenty of firepower. That's not the issue. I think where we can get stronger is our midfield kicking goals. So, and, you know, you look, Matty James, Joey Fama, Lockie Stewart, Tristan Battaglia, and, you know, and Billy Ritchie, which is, who knows where he's at. He just tore some ligaments in his thumb, so he's racing to be round one.
Okay.
So,
although round one's not the be-all and end-all, is it?
No, exactly.
As you would well know.
No, 100%. We just said to him, just look after it. And it's in a brace for 4 weeks, and then he's got to see if it's healed. That's fantastic. If it hasn't, you know, he's got to go to surgery. So we're not sure how far away he is.
All right. You've delivered the knockout blow late when it comes to recruiting. You've managed to get Daniel Measures to the club.
Yes.
It has been a something you've discussed previously. He lives at Meredith.
Yep.
He did play 2019 with Port Arlington.
Yep.
But it looks like he's going to wear black and gold.
Yeah. It's a massive coup for us. Just got him over the line last night, which is fantastic. We probably talk a fair bit. I've been trying to get Dan Measures since I was at the club in 2016. Brother-in-law of Mark Banks is, you know, a Bannockburn player. So we just, every year, all it is a phone call. And, you know, this year was a yes for us. So, which is great. Not that he didn't want to leave Port, but he's just had his fourth kid. He's got, you know, four kids under the age of seven. His oldest daughter wants to play netball. I think his wife wants to go back and play netball as well.
Lives at Meredith.
Lives in Meredith. It was a perfect fit for him at this stage of his career.
Where do you play him? Off halfback?
Various roles. He can play through the wing, through the midfield.
Yep.
Halfback. And same with, you know, Jack Hayden Spiller. Like, we got that many options looking at our list now. It's a bit of a headache, but it's a good headache to have.
Are you stronger than 2019 list wise?
We won at 2019. Can I tell you at the end of the year?
Do you have greater depth on this list?
We have got greater depth. Yep. Kieran Fulton's, you know, probably a massive out for us. Yep. But I've got all the faith in the world that Ben Cole can actually do what Kiz has done. Benny, 2019, he was working in Melbourne, just couldn't get any continuity. He's got a new job now, so he's out training. He's fit, ready to go. And I had a conversation with him. And I said to him, do I go looking for a ruckman, or you want to put your hand up and take that role? And he said, no, don't look for one. He'll do it. So And I've got all the faith in him to play that role for us. Yep. And it's not about getting, you know, 20 contested marks a game, or, you know, it's just about when the ball hits the ground, chase after it, compete 50-50s in the ruck. That's all we want from him. And you know, he's put his hand up to say, yep, I'm your man.
Yep. Kids. Bannockburn is one of the few GDFL clubs that is flush with kids. You've got a great little population base out there now to pick from. I'm guessing you're going to start seeing the fruits of those kids coming through in coming years as well.
Yeah, we are. I still think we're probably 5 years away from that growth. Yep. Growth. Whether it, 5, 6, 7 years. But this is our first year that we're going to have an under-19 side, so which is fantastic. And we have got some kids that I will look at throughout the year, no doubt about it. But how it works, I'm not sure. But, you know, they're training with us at the moment, and they don't look out of place anyway. So they've been fantastic.
Right. Captaining the club this year, has that decision been made on who you'll go with?
No, we've got a leadership group next week, and then we'll go with that.
Okay, very good. Practice match wise, talk to us about the hitouts you'll have. I think going to have it out against Lara to start off with.
Yep, Lara next Friday night. So that's an ongoing thing with Lara and Stoney. 6-quarter game. The first three, what do we call them, thirds, yep. will be the twos. They'll have a run around, and then we'll be under lights for the second third. And then we got Motowari at Motowari,
yep.
on the 20th, I think. I think it's a 12 and 2 o'clock game.
Is
and
that then, for the Tom Warple Cup?
Yeah. He's another one I'm trying to get to. Thanks, Bannockburn.
Tom Warple's got a phenomenal... I think he's missed one game. He got dropped for a game.
Yep.
He had an incredible run. He might have played 70-odd consecutive games at Motta.
Yeah.
And got dropped and then came back the following week.
Yeah, so Motowari, and then, just a late one. Ronnie Watt gave me a call, and he's looking for a practice match, and I thought, well, we either do match sim or we have another game, which will be on a Wednesday night,
yep.
on the 31st. So hopefully it's at Bannockburn. Well, yeah. It is at Bannockburn.
Yep. Yeah, the lights that got unveiled last year that you never got to use properly.
No, well, I don't think I've seen them on yet. So we'll have a look Friday night. No, next Friday night.
Yep. Your opening month of the season, I think there isn't a night game in there to open things up.
Yeah, Winch is our first game. I think it's a night game.
7 o'clock bounce.
Yep. So we'll just unfurl the flag that night as well. So from 2019, so hopefully it's a good night.
How many flags? Is that the first flag you've been involved in?
Senior flag?
Yep.
Yep. And I've had a under 16 flag at Banner as well.
Yep.
So,
I mean, about what, 1987 or something like that?
87, 88, yeah. Too far back. It's got 19 in front of it anyway.
So, Winch to start under lights.
Yep.
Thompson at Thompson. North Geelong at home on Anzac Day.
Yep.
Which is the standalone GDFL clash.
Yep.
And then Werribee the following week at Galvin Park against Central. So, that's a challenging opening month.
Oh, it's a big month. I think this year... You know, the opening month is challenging, but the whole year is going to be challenging. I think the GDFL this year is the most even it's going to be. Well, the most even it's going to be like that I've been involved in anyway.
Yep.
So there's going to be no real easy game. So that's why you've got to be on your toes and, you know, keep your ear to the ground and, you know, and see if there's any movement that you can put your hand in or put your toe in and see if they might come.
Yep. 2022, have you spoken to the Mrs. Riccardi about that yet? Or is 2021 going to pull you up, Rico?
It was funny. I was having this conversation. Oscar came training with me last night, and on the way home, he goes, "How long are you going to coach for, Dad?" I said, "Oh, mate, let me get through this year." I said, "Why is that?" He goes, "I really want you to coach me at senior level." So by the looks of it, I might be going for a little bit longer.
How old's Oscar?
16.
Okay. And he's playing, he's in Newtown?
He's at Newtown, yep.
Yep.
Him and the younger one, Boston's at Newtown.
Okay.
Yep.
Bit of ability?
Under Wojo.
Bit of ability?
They're both going all right. Yeah.
Oh. Are the Cats, is Wellesley been down to have a look?
Boston's actually been doing a bit with Macca, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
With player coach?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. So Boston, and Oscar, he works on the weekend, so he's happy to get some money.
Yeah, fair enough. smart man. He's worked it out very, very early.
Yes.
Anybody that's really impressed you on the track?
Cal Hetherington has been amazing.
Yep.
lightning quick. He's torn the track up, but unfortunately he's got a little bit of knee tendonitis, so that's going to lay him up for the 3 or 4 weeks. Hopefully he's right for the last practice game.
Yep.
But he's the standout. Obviously Jack, you know, just chums and knuckles down every training session. Really young, under 19. Tyler, he's pushing for a senior berth too. So, but everyone else, you just expect they just
get the job done.
Get the job done. Yep. But young Callum Hetherington, and he's played 2 years of senior football. He started when he was 17, so he's just grown into his body. He's become a man now.
Yeah, good stuff. Hey, Rico, great to have you in.
Thanks, Kingy.
Good to talk, and I'm sure the KROC team will be giving plenty of Peter Riccardi shout-outs this year whenever Jordan Clark touches the footy.
Wouldn't mind a number 15 running around either.
I'm just trying to work out. Is it De Conning's got the 15 at the moment?
Kruger, is it?
Oh, Kruger's got the 15 at the moment. That's right. He played last week against Collingwood in the practice match, so hopefully there's an opportunity coming for him as well. The 15 hasn't had a great run, has it?
No. It's a good thing for me because I'm still number one on the list. So.
Rico, we could talk and reminisce. You and I usually do it without the microphones on the phone. We can get, you'll show up in a game or something like that on Fox or something like that. We'll get talking absolute balderdash.
Garbage,
but,
really.
Yeah, but we enjoy it, and that's the best part.
Yep.
Great to talk to you, Rico. Good luck for this year.
Thanks very much.
Peter Riccardi joining us there from Bannockburn in our latest edition of the Coach's Catch-Up.
Thanks for listening to this edition of KROC Football's Coach's Catch-Up. For other editions and the latest local news, head to krocfootball.com.au.